or Monday if it's Friday.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they are.
Something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Good evening. You've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And I hope everyone had a good week. A lot of snow out there. It's, I don't know. It's got good vibes. And my guest this week has good vibes too. Victoria Gwendolyn. Hello.
Hello.
It's nice to see you. It's been since summer.
Yes.
Yeah. But you've been pretty busy with films and music and you have stuff on the go.
Mm-hmm. I've been making art. Yep. A lot of art.
Nice, nice. So you are in film. You do some acting, but also you're on the soundtracks for a couple of upcoming films.
Yep.
Yeah. And then so you started with acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Voicing an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
But you've done a shift recently.
Yes.
So basically pre-production of your tracks and then going for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been producing my own backing tracks and putting together a blend of a bunch of different sounds that are on Logic Pro. And everything has a beat. That's what I wanted. I wanted something with a beat that would make people want to dance. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of my vision. I wanted feel-good music. And so I just went for it. And it was a really quick shift. It was a really impulsive shift, but it was really, I was so sure of it. Like, I just had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think this album, the 1920s Queen, we're going to play a track off of it right away. Was it a vision or a dream or like you're reincarnated?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I did a past life regression hypnosis meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taken on this whole sort of experience in my own mind. And it was back to like the roaring 20s. And that was so clear to me right away. Like the first kind of vision that was kind of brought to me, it's like a a meditation through the phone with, done by like a professional past life regression hypnosis. And sort of, I just, you know, shut my eyes, did the breathing and everything. And all of a sudden, I'm in the train station in Winnipeg. And it's this big party. And I'm this showgirl. And I've got this like red dress. And I could just feel the drum beat going and the trumpets like roaring. Like that's how I knew it was the 1920s right away. And all of a sudden, it just like collapsed. And but the music kept going, and everything was so vivid to the point that I actually had a physical pain in my heart, like in this like physical body when I collapsed in the vision. So it was a really interesting kind of experience doing that whole hypnosis thing. But anyways, it really truly ended up inspiring a lot of the lyrics and concepts behind 1920s Queen and the title.
Yeah, like it's a whole album.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to play some of that. Do you want to get into the song right now? Or
yeah.
Yeah. So we just got to let us know. And On the Ice is the first track that you picked.
Yeah.
So so what's what would you like to say about this track a little bit?
Okay. On the Ice, I wanted it to be an atmospheric feeling. I wanted to create like this galaxy-like atmosphere, kind of on like frozen water, on ice. And I kind of envisioned it with like kind of orange and magenta like kind of skies, and you're just skating with your lover, and it's kind of romantic, and it's kind of cute and fun, and it's just not too serious. I didn't want to take it too serious. And I just kind of was playful with the lyrics and just said, you know what, let's just have fun with this and create this atmosphere.
Nice. And it's on the ice, but not that kind of ice.
Yes, exactly. And I want it, and that's why I added that lyric in, because I wanted to be clear about that.
I love it. So yes. Here it is off of 1920s Queen on the Ice, Victoria Gwendolyn here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I'm
making money in my sleep. My voice plays in your head on repeat. I'm in your speaker, in your car. I'm on the stage at your local bar. Now I'm getting rich. Cause I got a couple songs up on the radio. Everybody singing all the songs I wrote. And someone lied to me, you know how it goes. It goes, it goes, it goes. Broke musicians being broke. Getting by ain't no joke. Singing so I fill my fridge. Rich musicians getting rich. Making money in my sleep. My voice plays in your head.
Gwendolyn, and she's right here.
Hello, I am.
Yeah. Rogue Musicians off of 1920s Queen. Yeah, I just love your vibe. Like, it's just, it makes you want to, well, like you said, with an acoustic, you don't make a lot of people dance all the time, but like with a drum beat and like, yeah, upbeat tunes. Like, you might get people on the dance floor if they're brave enough.
Exactly. I can only do so much as one person with an acoustic guitar, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Getting people to dance is...
But this way, so you said it's Logic or... You
Logic said it, Pro.
Yeah. Yeah. So you find samples or they have all the tools in the toolbox and
you know,
just...
I've never actually used samples. I just do, like, a drum beat. That's on there. And then I come up with my own melodies through the MIDI keyboard.
Okay.
And then I just use those. Yeah.
And yeah, inspiration from everywhere.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. All over. So many different places. Yeah.
And so, okay. So a showgirl on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
This is still with the 1920s theme.
Yeah.
And are you the same character through all this? Or you sort of, like, would this be a concept album?
Yeah, so some of it kind of is more directly that concept. And this one, Showgirl on a Boat, would be one of those. This one pretty much directly tells the story that I told of the train station and then fainting. But it tells you a little more than what I told. It kind of takes it a little bit further. And kind of finishes off the rest of that vision where after I collapse, I kind of run off and I'm running through the trees and then I'm at the Red River and then this paddle boat shows up. I get in and then I paddle away. And then that's kind of where that, you know, vision kind of ended. So that's what the song is about. On my boat, floating away, on my boat. That's that whole story. But then I kind of take the story a little further than what the vision was, and then I kind of finish that story of where I go after I float away on the boat. So I start a whole new life somewhere else as a showgirl that's incognito. And like, yeah, that's the story behind Showgirl on a Boat.
Love it. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to hear another track from a 1920 showgirl, Victoria Gwendolyn, everyone on my show here. And you can, like, you're on all the streaming sites.
Yep.
And where else can people find you?
I'm on everything. So I'm on Spotify, Apple Music. I've got everything up on YouTube, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the songs are on YouTube.
And people can follow you on Instagram.
Yes. Instagram, TikTok. It's all under Victoria Gwendolyn. But I just want to note spelled L-I-N-E because people spell it with the Y-N.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned how to spell it for this show. Yeah. And now I can. I'm like, yeah. So Showgirl on a Boat on CKAW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Even though I want to, cause if I were honest, I don't really like you. I don't wanna spite you. Don't even wanna fight you. I ain't gotta say none. I got my peace of mind. Don't even wanna be right, cause I ain't got the time. Even though I am right, I won't change your mind. So I ain't gonna try. Shut it up like you shy. Shut it all the time. But I don't even say that though. Like I don't even say that though. Cause I'm just trying to vibe. I'm just trying to have myself a good time. Don't think I can say what's on my mind. Cause if I did, you would probably cry. So I don't even say that though. Cause I ain't got the time. Ain't wasting my energy. My energy's online. No, I don't even say that though. I even though I want to. Cause if I were honest, I don't really like you. Peace of mind, don't even wanna be right. I ain't got the time, even though I am right. I won't change your mind, so I ain't gonna try. Damn, damn, damn. Gotta love when stupid people try to talk me they're smart. Damn, damn, damn. Gotta love when stupid people try to talk me they're smart.
Yeah, that's Victoria Gwendolyn, and 1920s Queen is the album that was released 2024.
Yes.
Yes. And Shut Up is that track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid people trying to act like they're smart.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just, I wrote that about sort of just sometimes maybe just scrolling through social media, just being flooded by millions of opinions. Sometimes I just feel like every corner I turn, it's just opinions, opinions, opinions. And it's just overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So many of them.
It's easy to shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But might as well release a track called Shut Up.
Yeah. And then it's also about, too, like, if you ever have to deal with frustrating people, just kind of saying, you know what, like, even if I try to explain myself to you, you're not going to listen, so I'm not going to try. There's kind of power in just being like, I'm not even going to fight this fight. I'm just going to save my energy. That's kind of what the song's also about. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people can't handle indifference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few different meanings behind Shut Up. Yeah, but it felt good to write, that's for sure.
Nice. So 1920s Queen, well, just out. So you're like, you're doing things in quite a prolific way. Like by next year, you're gonna have a whole new brand new album coming out.
Yeah.
Well, and we're almost into next year. Like, we're only a few weeks away.
That's
so,
the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing an album release possibly like springtime.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. And what's the new album called, or do you have that working title? Or
I don't have the name yet, but I do have 10 tracks for it done already.
Nice.
I'm hoping for 13. I'm going to keep going either till I get to 13 or until it just feels done.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know the name yet. I think I'll just know when it comes to me. It's either going to be one of the songs or something completely different.
Okay, cool. So yeah, watch for Victoria Gwendolyn, and you can follow on Instagram, YouTube channel, and then all of the streaming stations. Go check it out, and hopefully you'll be performing live soon.
Yes,
again.
Absolutely.
It's like I would say it's easier to like bring your band with you in a little tiny machine.
Yeah.
And it's so versatile, and then like all of your tracks are just that little bit different, and you can do whatever you want. Like,
yeah, and I can't replicate exactly, you know, what I'm doing in my production with a live band, so it is kind of cool to have control over every single little part, and then just to get to focus on the singing though during the live performance and get lost in that.
So you just decided like acoustic guitar wasn't cutting it one day and just went for it.
Yeah, well, I've always just been a singer first, and I had to learn guitar so that I could, you know, write my songs and stuff, you know, chords to songs. But I always wanted to just sing because I would get really in my head about the chords. Like, the whole time I would be performing, sometimes I'd be like, don't flub a chord, don't mess up your chords. And, like, you know, the odd time you would, and it's like, it's fine. But this way, I'm able to just, like, completely get lost in the singing. And my voice is my instrument. You know, like, I don't want to be, like, the world's best guitar player. Yeah. I just want to use my voice and focus on that and get lost in that and completely enjoy that as opposed to being, you know, in my head about chords.
Yeah. And they say, well, yeah, that's a good way to be in a band. Like, have your one focus and, like giver.
Yeah.
So might as well.
It's helped me focus on the performance aspect and kind of get lost in the music a little more.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is so fun. It's a lot more fun than worrying about, you know, playing an instrument and singing at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah. But I'm glad I learned. I mean, I still use my guitar playing for when I'm, you know, recording, but I do everything pre-recorded and at home, and then that way it's all polished for the performance.
Nice.
Yeah.
So hopefully soon, well, springtime, shows around town, and you are releasing a single on January 5th.
Yeah.
So Freaky Deaky.
Yeah.
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 It'll be on the new album.
Yeah.
And are you releasing tracks up to the date of the release, or?
Yeah. Freaky Deaky is going to be coming out on January 5th, and then, you know, about 6 weeks later, it's going to be another single, and I'm still deciding which one,
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is, that's great to have things on the ready and just like, okay.
Yeah, I've got a whole plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I wrote it out this morning. Seriously. Yeah.
Radio ready. Talking about it here on CKW 95.9 FM. It is 11:27. So we're halfway through. Time for weather. I'll just refresh us. What's it saying now? -9. And it is snowing and going down in a -13 tonight. That will be the high tomorrow, going down to -18 through the night. Mainly cloudy for a few days, but then we're going to get that sun Friday, Saturday, and more snow on Sunday. So, I don't know. Snow is like, I don't know. It's just such a quiet zone. Like, it's I don't know. The snow's majestic to me. Like, even when I'm shoveling it, and it was just, like, still. And, like, it was just me and the shovel. And I was like, yeah, this is beautiful. So, enjoy your shoveling. And it's not saying that it's going to be blistering cold all, maybe on Saturday night. So just make sure that you dress warmly. And, -28. I guess it's getting down there. But, it's December. So it is time now for CKUW's event guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. There's a lot of good places to get really unique gifts for anyone on that list. If you, if you give gifts at all. Like, not just for holidays, as birthday, like anything. I have a gift bag of gifts so that, you know, if somebody's birthday comes up, I'm like, you know, because I think of people when I'm at craft sales, and then I'm on the ready. And there are a lot going on this weekend. There's pop-up at Kildonan Place Mall. There is the 4th annual Piranmino Muskiki Indigenous Handmade Winter Market. That's at Via Rail Union Station. And that's all weekend, 12th to 14th. And Mrs. Claus Approved Market at West St. Paul. And that is on the 13th, and that's Saturday. And there is a herbivore market, I know, because I'm going to get some sweatpants. I'm pretty excited. Herbivore Haven, compassion and spice and everything nice. 100% vegan holiday pop-up. And that's Windsor Park United Church, 1062 Autumnwood Drive. And it's from 10 to 3, no cost. Go buy some lovely gifts and support your local artisans. I don't go to the mall anymore. Why? Like socks are good, but aside from then, try to find something handmade. And I guess you could handmade socks too, so there you go. You don't even have to go to the mall. But those are just a few events going on. If you do want to add your event to the guide, just drop by CKUW. You can call us 204-786-9782 or email us your one sheet. We'll punch some holes in it, put it in this binder. People mention it all day. I was listening to a show today. They sort of mentioned those events that I just said, but yeah, like I'll say them again because there's not much in this book. So yeah, please send us your one sheets, and it's ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. And it is time now from a Tragically Hip segment. Songs are tragically hip. Never play in concert. Well, hardly ever. And it's off of Road Apples. And it's a lovely tune called Bring It Back. And here it is on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. we're back. Let's bring it all back. And I'm here with Victoria Gwendolyn, and we're talking about making music. Mm-hmm. We're talking about new albums on the way. 2026 release.
Yeah.
So very, very exciting. And plus you work in film.
Yep.
So right now you're doing... can you talk about it?
Yeah. So I just finished filming a movie called A Life Less Empty, and I got to travel to Saskatchewan for 17 days to work on that, which was, you know what? Honestly, I haven't traveled much, so it was kind of exciting. Not much different from here, but they actually flew me there. It was a really short plane ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now I'm working on a movie called Ancestral Beasts. It's a psychological thriller. And I'm working on that right now. I've got one more day on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah, well, thank you very much for taking some time out and coming to hang out. Sorry, I hear a conversation in the background. And let's talk about Pigeon Egg a little bit. Because before 1920s Queen, you have a couple of albums up on the socials. So Pigeon Egg was produced by Justin Delorme.
Yeah, so this was my last album before I made the switch over to producing things myself. And I still work with Justin on a lot of different things, like film projects, and sometimes he, you know, mixes some of my stuff as well. But he produced my album Pigeon Egg, and Justin... he's an amazing producer. He does film scores for a living. So he just adds a super cinematic quality to everything that he produces. And Pigeon Egg sort of was inspired by these really kind of creepy old obituaries that I found poking out of the crevice in my wall.
Oh.
Super creepy. And it just kind of made me think, like, why are those there? Who put them there? Like, they're like old newspaper clippings. And it really freaked me out. And it got me thinking of this concept of, like, what are all the things that took place in this, you know, home before it was mine? And then I also found a really dusty old pigeon egg up on top of my electrical box in my kitchen. And I don't know how many years it had been up there. So that's a few of those things, a lot of these odd little things about this place, this really old place I live, ended up inspiring Pigeon Egg.
Nice. Astral Mall is the first track that you've selected to play. What would you like to say about Astral Mall?
Oh, Astral Mall is wacky.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the best way. Justin also produced Astral Mall. Have you heard of the Astral Mall?
No.
No. Okay, so basically, it's kind of a thing. Like, the Astral Mall is this place that a lot of people report dreaming of. And pretty much anytime you dream of a mall, you might be at the Astral Mall. So basically, in my experience, every time I've dreamt of the Astral Mall, it's like this mall with escalators and elevators that go on for infinity. And it's just this, like, infinite mall that's kind of like all these liminal spaces. And for a while, I was kind of dreaming of that place every night. Like, I was there every other night, seriously. And it got to the point where I'm like, why am I at this Astral Mall every night? And my cat would be there, too.
Aww.
Yeah. And so it ended up, you know, if you go online, yeah, exactly. She's always there with me. They do say cats can astral travel. But if you go online and search up Astral Mall, like, you'll find tons of stuff on this place. So anyways, this is my interpretation of the Astral Mall.
Okay. And it's here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I close my eyes. I try to send you a message. pigeon egg in the kitchen and it's been there for a while. Oh, I picked it up, yeah, it's just my luck. I found another baby bird. Oh, it's something about these 10-foot ceilings and obituaries in the walls. Oh, it's something about the 100-year-old feeling. I'd be damned if these walls could talk.
It's such a sweet song. And yeah, I feel like once you have a place and of your own and you are there decorating it and someone has decorated before and you find those things.
Yeah.
But like yours is way creepier than most people find.
I know. It's very unsettling discovery.
But you recorded that in your apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got the apartment sound.
Yeah, and exactly. That's really sweet. Justin wanted it to sound like the walls of the apartment. Which I think we accomplished.
Nice. So you said that he mainly works on like scores or soundtracks.
Yeah.
And inspired you to do that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and you've produced some songs that will be coming up on the one that you're in now?
Yes.
Okay. And then in Dreams.
Yes.
Yes.
So my really good friend Madison Thomas, she's a director. And she put together this really psychedelic film and asked me to do the soundtrack for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that is a modern take on the Midsummer Night's Dream. And everyone's just all high. And
Yeah.
And your music Stoner will vibes. Be playing in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very yeah. Nice. It's a super cool project to be a part of. It's an honor to be a part of. And there's a lot of songs from 1920s Queen on there. And then like I pretty much produced like a whole album for it worth of music. And then Justin, he kind of came in and collabed and sort of pieced together everything. And then he filled in some of the empty parts too, so it was kind of a big collaboration between all of us. But you know, one of the first times I really feel like I really got to be taken serious as a producer, and so it just really meant a lot to me to get to do that.
Yeah.
And have that body of work out, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have a little help from some friends and that have already been there. And
yeah,
yeah.
And I forgot to mention this, but to do the movie, Madison, the deal was she got me a MIDI keyboard.
Oh, nice.
And that was sort of our barter, our exchange. And sweet. So I got this really amazing, like, giant MIDI keyboard out of it. I picked the giant one. It's like, it's really massive. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got it. It has more options, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The full-size keys, please.
Yeah.
It's been such a pleasure to have you on. It's so lovely to see you. Victoria Gwendolyn, everyone. And make sure that you follow on your music platforms. Give a follow on Instagram. That's
yes.
At Victoria Gwendolyn.
Yes.
O-L-I-N-E.
Yep. L-I-N-E,
so, yeah. So find that now. And hopefully we see some, I'd love to see some of your film work. So I hope that this sort of gets some play and it might be on YouTube where people would see it.
I think it should be on YouTube.
Yeah.
If I'm correct. Yes.
Sweet.
Dreams, you'll be able to find it.
Okay.
Dreams with a Z.
With a Z?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's by Madison
Thomas.
Yes. Okay. So cool. So go find that right now. And we have two more songs to end on the night. One of them you produced. At least we got the music.
Yep.
And that's off of 1920s Queen.
Yep.
And then Shit Show.
Yep.
To end the night.
Yes, and that one's Justin. Yeah.
Off of Pigeon Egg. And anything you'd like to say about these songs to set them up a little?
At least we've got the music. It's really about the big old question of why is everybody here? How did we get here? You know, like we all have those moment or that moment, you know, at least once in our life. When I was a kid, I realized, I'm like, how did I got here? I'm a girl named Victoria. What? Like, how did this happen? Why am I here? What am I? Like these big questions that are you can't answer, right? So the concept of at least we got the music is like, you know, the first lyrics are everybody wakes up one day in a lifetime and you don't know how you got here or why. You know, and that's kind of how it is. You just woke up one day. You know, that's really how it is. And so this song's kind of just about accepting the fact that you will truly never know why we're here, so you may as well just vibe out because we don't know, we will never know, you know. So it's just, it's really about just deciding to just say, okay, whatever, we'll never be able to answer any of these impossible questions, let's just vibe because we're here no matter what. And then Shit Show is just like about, it just seems like everybody just wants to blend in with each other. And like everywhere you look, you know, the houses are all looking the same and cars all look the same. And, you know, like I am not built that way. Like I, you know, I like to, I guess, have a certain kind of self-expression that's maybe a little bit more flashy or something. And Shit Show is just about celebrating that. And just it's like if we're going to put on a show for each other, let's make it something grand, you know. Yeah. Let's
might as well remember
big.
It.
Big. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's coming up right away. Actually, you can listen to the show again if you'd like, or subscribe to podcasts, and then you won't have to remember to turn on the radio. It'll just be on your podcast. CKW.ca. This has been Listening Pleasures. And this will upload in about, I'd say, 15, 20 minutes, and you can listen to it again or download it, keep it forever. And find all your favorite shows here on CKW. You can do that with all of them. 4 shows are up there right now for everyone. So, do that. And then Ellen Campbell is here in the station, ready to go on decorating. Yeah, it's a very mini tree with very many ornaments. So we're going to do that. And I don't even think he's listening. He's too busy with the tree. So, but stay tuned. 3 more hours of an eclectic mix of music from Alan coming up next with Night Danger Radio. And, good night. Good morning.
Don't know how you got here or why.
this shit's great, but this shit's scary. What do you mean? You live, then you die. And nobody who is would ever even know why. No point in trying to figure it out. I'm just here like either way. So I'm just gonna make my music and mind my business all day. Hey, I'm gonna find my own.
At least we've got the music.